As the mighty Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us this hour, we ask our mighty presence to blaze through us whatever all-illumining victory of his sacred fire love makes us master over all in this world forever. We thank him. Beloved of my heart, tonight I trust I may assist you in holding a certain power of the sacred fire and its mightiest love in and around yourselves as you set the habit within the mind of definitely holding the picture of your beloved I Am Presence, the electronic body within the causal body, not only above yourselves, but train the outer memory, the outer intellectual consciousness, to see more frequently the mighty I Am Presence above every life stream of mankind as you see people in the outer world. Get in the habit of recognizing the mighty I Am Presence of every life stream, because that is the God part of every life stream that cooperates with you in every constructive call that you make and everything constructive that you want to do in the physical world. Try to form the habit of recognizing the mighty I Am Presence and higher mental body of every life stream with which you come in contact, and especially people with whom you are frequently in touch or even in your daily association. If you do this, you'll be surprised at the relaxation that will come within your feeling world, and the resistance will go down that sometimes has caused you exhaustion and has caused many times discord between personalities. Discord can only connect with you as you connect with it by your attention. But when your attention goes to your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and you recognize the God power and the God presence of every life stream with whom you have to deal in the physical world, you'll find there will come back such blessing to you and such cooperation from the outer self as you can only understand as you practice this. The reason for this is because 2/3 of everyone's life stream is an ascended being. Your higher mental body has never descended, and your electronic presence has never descended. So 2/3 of everyone's life stream, whether it's yours or someone's else, has never come in to the destructive conditions of this physical world. Therefore, that much of every life stream is constructive and wants exactly the same thing that you want when you're trying to get someone to cooperate with you and do something constructive in the physical world. It is also very grateful for your recognition of its presence as you call to it to help correct conditions in the physical body or the physical affairs of someone with whom you have to associate or work in the outer world and whose cooperation you need. You have no idea how quickly life will begin to cooperate with you when you learn to bless it, regardless of what's in the outer personal self. The moment the attention goes to that part that is perfect, and you are willing to call that into outer action to help control the personality or the conditions which it generates in the world around you. The moment you are willing to recognize the mighty I Am Presence of every life stream and ask it to help you annihilate anything that is destructive with which you have to deal. It'll be just as grateful for your help as you are for the help of the Ascended Masters. When there's something discordant in your world and conditions are need purifying and raising into something that is right, you're very grateful when you make your call to an ascended being, and that being comes along, either comes into the physical world or pours forth our sacred fire love that changes the condition or heals the individual or brings supply to your affairs or protects you or protects the things that you have to use. You're grateful when the ascended masters answer your call. And the mighty I Am presence of every life stream, when you give it recognition, will be grateful to you, and it will come back to you with all its blessings, and will, most of the time, if you will see the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of a life stream with whom you have to cooperate or work in the physical world, if you will just hold the picture of that upper figure in the chart coming forth and stepping down in front of the physical body of the individual with whom you're dealing, your very recognition of the presence of the mighty I Am will automatically begin to hold mastery in and around you and keep you from connecting with the discord or the limitation of the other individual. Now, this is very vitally important when it comes to healing, also when it comes to supply. When there seems not to be cooperation with people in the outer world, when they don't do what's right to you, and I'm speaking the general public, not the I Am student body. When they do not cooperate in the outer, then there's just a barrier between your outer self and their outer self. It is to call forth your own mighty I Am presence, higher mental body, just as if it stepped down in front of you, and the higher mental body, the other life stream, stepped down in front of that other person, and the higher mental body, the mighty I Am presence of each one will agree. The mighty I Am presence of each life stream will cooperate with the other one. Then you will get some kind of constructive action in the physical world to do what is necessary to fulfill the divine plan. This is a tremendous thing if you will practice it and bring it into your outer physical everyday work. It will keep you from having arguments, it will keep resistance away from you, and will enable people of the outer world to cooperate with you and harmonize with you to accomplish what is right. And if the politicians of the world would learn this, 90% of the disagreement in the governments of the world could be consumed. This takes out the selfishness in the feeling of the outer self when it battles some other part of God's life, because all life is God's life. And when the outer personal self of individuals battles some other outer personal self, my dear ones, it's just like a tornado in the energy of each life stream. That is what creates hate, limitation, poverty, illness. It creates war. It creates disaster. It creates storms in the powers of nature and forces of the elements. It creates every destructive activity on this earth, because people battle each other in the personal self. And oh, if we can only impress upon you enough, and we can if you let it in, the necessity of recognizing the mighty I am presence of the other person instead of the limitations of the personal self, my dear ones, your limitations and your struggle will be gone. Your problems will be gone. Or you will solve your problems harmoniously and permanently and eventually free yourselves from them. But you cannot solve problems by fighting each other. The minute you get into argument, you have nothing but a tornado of human feeling, which is darkness. As long as that whirls around you, it's just like a storm. It will not let the light rays through the brain structure that will enable the individual to see the right thing to do and to have the feeling within to do it and fulfill the divine plan. So I come tonight to give you the help which my angels can give, because I assure you, when the angels of the sacred fire sweep into a condition where two people are battling, they have but to walk through the atmosphere of those two that are disagreeing. And when they pass the sacred fire of their love through that atmosphere, they consume the impurity, the selfishness, the doubt and the fear and the discord that the hatred generates or that the battle generates. Now, there's only one master presence that is the ruler of all hate in the universe, the only one presence that can consume it, and that is the sacred fire loves purity from the ascended master's octave. It is the heart flame of every ascended being. It's the heart flame of every angel. It is the heart flame of the central sun. It's the heart flame of the higher mental body of every life stream in existence. It's the heart flame of the electronic presence. It's the heart flame of the physical sun. It's the heart flame of everything that exists that is of God. He cannot, will not, never did, and never will produce discord. But it is the consumer of discord everywhere it goes, just the same as the light, when you turn it on in the room, consumes the darkness. There's no battle. You don't have to fight to get the darkness out of the room. Bring in the light, and the other ceases to be. When my angels of sacred fire love's almighty victory walk through the atmosphere of a room or walk through a meeting of in business or in government or in conferences or in outer world conditions, when my angels walk through, there is no hate left behind. I want you to understand more about what the angelic do to help mankind in this world survive. And they are the mightiest blessing, gift, glory, love, forgiveness, and mercy of the great central sun's life. The mighty I am presence in the great central sun that the great cosmic law of the universe provides to bring into every manifestation, the almighty presence of that sacred fire that can never be contaminated, never does anything but produce perfection. It is master over everything in physical manifestation, whether it be in this world or any other. That sacred fire from the great central sun is the mightiest power in all creation. When you call to the mighty I am presence in the higher mental body of a life stream, that part of that life stream is part of that love from the great central sun, regardless of what the outer personal self is manifesting. This is the master presence of life. And if mankind would only recognize the God presence of life everywhere, It doesn't make any difference whether it's in individuals or in nations or in business or the physical sun or the great central sun or your own mighty life stream. If you will only recognize that as the master control of all manifestation, you will find out something of what the mighty Hercules meant when he said, I am the Herculean sacred fire's control of all manifestation. I want you to experiment with this, if you will. Then you will give me and my angelic host an opening to bring into physical conditions and establish the purity and protect it until the earth and all upon it has been purified and set into divine order and mankind awakening as from a nightmare sees the great God presence of the ascended host and the angelic host with the physical sight in the waking state as you heard the messenger call. We want you to see the ascended masters and cosmic beings, but in order to do that, you must be willing to see the mighty I Am presence and the higher mental body of every life stream in existence. Now, when you see people of the outer world, the higher mental body of the electronic presence of the mighty I Am stands above every life stream, sometimes hundreds of feet away, if their outer self is terribly destructive. But the light ray goes forth, supplying the energy of life. And if you will call to that blessed mighty I Am presence to stop the destruction by the personal self of that which is right, you will send forth a call into the ascended master's octave, and instantly there can come back those activities of the fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, that can instantly flash into what is wrong and consume it. If it isn't consumed on the instant, it can stop the destruction until the consuming can take place. So I want you to try this out so that you form the habit of recognizing the mighty I Am presence everywhere possible in the atmosphere about you, everywhere possible in the atmosphere of the world. We have another reason for this. We want you to recognize the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of every human being who is compelled to go into war. And if you will see the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body in the armies and navies and war conditions of the world, and you recognize that, and you call to that mighty I Am presence to blaze into the outer what stops that war and consumes the hate, you will have the cooperation of the other life streams that are embodied in this world and whose outer personal selves have been sent to war to do only that which is destructive. You can positively bring a pressure to bear in the atmosphere of Earth because the higher mental body of each life stream will cooperate with you because it doesn't want the outer self to go into war any more than you do. But this is a mass accumulation of mankind's hatred and battle with each other in daily activities, which boils up to a point that bursts as war. So, beloved ones, if you will practice not only calling the mighty I Am presence in there, but seeing, visualizing the causal body and the electronic presence above every life stream, get in the habit of looking up over the physical bodies of people and calling to the mighty I Am presence of each life stream to keep pouring into the atmosphere whatever compels the purification for which we have called, you will have such blessing come back to you and you will find people who heretofore maybe have battled you, you will find will cooperate with you, surprising themselves, and you too probably, because the resistance will go down when the higher mental body steps forward in front of the physical presence and blazes a flash of its sacred fire love and consumes the discord that has become the barrier between. If you will do this in your Congress, in every business activity of the outer world, in the various activities of your government, if you will see this and hold this picture over every human being that's driving on your highways, if you will see above every car the mighty I Am presence and higher mental bodies of those who are in the car, you can send your love there, and your mighty I Am presence will project in front of you its presence of the sacred fire love and protect you and protect the other car so that you do not have your accidents. As you learn to give the recognition to the mighty I Am presence everywhere as the source of perfection and the focus to which you call, if you will practice this and hold the picture, you will have all the miracle proof that you want of the reality of its mighty authority and power and of the victory for which you call. Now, when you say, I am the all-illumining victory of the sacred fire love from the great central sun, it means that your life stream wants to pour the love of your own heart flame to all the rest of the life streams embodied in this world. And the only part of all life streams that you can love safely is the mighty I Am presence in the higher mental body and causal body. When you pour your love there, you don't connect with any of the problems or the limitations or the hatred that is within and around the physical bodies of unascended human beings. But you need to hold the picture and train the outer self to constantly make the call to the mighty I Am presence that is the master perfection of life. And if you will recognize it and give it an opening, it will pour back to you the power that helps you, wherever you go, to have discord around you consumed and the pathway ahead of you purified and kept safe from destructive conditions. I plead with you about this tonight because this is protection against not only accidents in your automobiles, but this is protection against crime. This is protection against selfishness. It's protection against discordant activities in families, in business, in government, and between nations. And dear ones, it is more than that. It is your safeguard. It is your insulation against the human destruction of other human beings. Because when you call your mighty I Am presence and the mighty I Am presence of another life stream that is doing something wrong here, and you ask it to blaze between you the cross of fiery Christ, blue lightning control, it can flash that on an instant and disconnect the energy of your life stream from anything that is of discord in the other person. And it is your invincible protection. You don't have to fight anything. This is the harmonious, permanent way to overcome evil, to control evil, to consume it, to repel it, and to compel its annihilation in the outer activities of the physical world. This is invaluable if you will set the habit. Now, do not be surprised if various ones of the ascended host keep bringing to you many, many, many ways and means of helping you to control your visualizing faculty in the mind and help you fill it with that which is constructive in order to insulate you against the destructive activities of the outer self. And more than that, when you hold a constructive picture in the mind, whether it be about another life stream or somewhere in the outer world or the powers of nature or within yourself, when your attention goes to something constructive, you hold the picture within your mind, that picture within your mind pours into your energy of your feeling world something that is constructive and pure. If you don't fill the mind with pictures of that which is constructive, pictures that hold the peace and purity and harmony within you, if you don't put pictures in the mind to hold control of the energy in your feeling, well then the outer world simply fills your consciousness with the pictures that make you boil up, you get irritated or critical or condemnatory, because the picture of what was wrong in the mind stirred that feeling, created that feeling in your emotional body. Words produce pictures, thoughts produce pictures, and feeling produces pictures. So I bring this to you for your protection as well as the fulfillment of your own divine plan. If we in the ascended state didn't hold the picture around you of our heart flame's love and the sacred fire and the immortal purity of the ascended master's octave, we couldn't protect you. If we didn't hold around you the sacred fire of our love, if we saw the destructive conditions in and around individuals and held a picture of that within ourselves, we would make that immortal, which we cannot do and we will not do. The cosmic law of our octave doesn't permit it. So the only way you're going to be eternally, invincibly free from destructive activities is to discipline your mind, set the habit of holding in your intellect the picture of what is right, the picture of that which is of God, the picture of the light, picture of the sacred fire, the picture of our love, and its miracles of manifestation. If you want miracles, you must hold the picture of miracles. If you want a house, you have to say to your architect that you want a house. You can't have your architect build you a house if you hold the picture of a garage, if he holds the picture of the garage. People do not realize the power in the mind of the pictures that mankind places there. So if I may help you tonight to set the habit of holding the picture of the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of every life stream that you deal with, and then just get in the habit of seeing that everywhere in the atmosphere of Earth, it will keep you disconnected from many of the things that are the cause of poverty, cause of illness, cause of accidents, and that keep your feelings stirred up when you're trying so hard to hold the harmony. Many times you want to hold the harmony, and then when you don't, when you sort of fall off the perch, you are very angry with yourself because you didn't do it. And this will prevent this. It will prevent the habit in the emotional body of generating discord because something out here is discordant. And when you look at it, you take that discord into yourself. So, beloved ones, if I may serve you from tonight by reminding you how often my angels of the sacred fire can come to you and can stay with you, and my angels can keep you reminded to see the mighty I Am presence and higher mental bodies of life streams, my angels will help you set the habit. And when you've got the habit in the mind of recognizing the mighty I Am presence everywhere, you become master over the conditions that heretofore have been your mistakes and your limitations. And I hope my angels may serve you. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Now you can see what irreparable damage is done by the television. When the sinister force constantly pictures destruction, and then mankind photograph that within, how can anything but destruction act within and around the individual? Now, we are the activity of life that is on the opposite side. We photograph the perfection from the ascended master's octave. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a civilization. If we didn't give the pictures of the perfection, much of which you have in the physical world today, in outer civilization, if we didn't give you the picture of the things to be invented that are the comfort and peace of your modern civilization, you wouldn't have a civilization, because mankind didn't have those pictures until we give them to them. You have your modern civilization, you have your air conditioners, you have your refrigerators, you have your automobiles. Why didn't mankind invent them 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 years before they were given to you to use in this civilization? The idea for the steamboat, the idea for the railroads, the ideas for your airplanes, the correct ideas came entirely from the ascended master's octave, because mankind did not have those ideas within itself. Every constructive thing in a modern civilization is given by the love from the ascended master's octave before that civilization can be built, can be created. And now you as an individual can become master of yourselves, of your world, your home, your business, your locality. You can keep calling forth the mighty I Am presence, almighty sacred fire victory in and around conditions to dissolve and consume things that you physically cannot go out and do. When things are wrong in the modern civilization, you as individuals can't go out and stir up trouble and get them changed, because that's exactly what's happening in your riots and your violence and the crime of the outer world. It is to shut off this thing that I bring this to your attention. And if you who understand this law, and what the mighty I Am presence is, who the ascended masters are, what the sacred fire is, and what the sacred fire's love is, we'll call this into yourselves first. Visualize your own mighty I Am presence. Visualize the mighty I Am presence of the other life streams. And ask the mighty I Am presence of every life stream to come to the assistance of the United States of America. That the nation of freedom, which is the heart of the world, may be purified and survive, that the purification may expand and bring peace to the rest of the world. And through this, when you hold the picture of the mighty I Am presence of another life stream, we, can send the angelic host to keep pouring in and around you and the other life stream too, the limitless sacred fire, victory, and all illumining sacred fire love from our octave can blaze in and around you, and it will be the master. It will control physical conditions that you on the physical side cannot control. When you realize what is charged into the atmosphere of Earth every day by sports, by war, by controversy, by family rows, by these riots of the outer world, by nations that have battled each other for centuries, and by mankind's misuse of the powers of nature and forces of the elements, when you realize what is poured into the atmosphere of Earth every 24 hours by mankind's misuse of energy and life and consciousness, you will realize that to reach up to your own mighty I Am presence and the mighty I Am presence of every other life stream and ask the mighty I Am presence to blaze in and around the outer physical self, whatever sacred fire is necessary to consume everything wrong and prevent that wrong, so the divine plan fulfilled can bring about the harmony, not just for you and some other life stream, but all of you doing this can help to bring about more harmony in your nation, in your government, in business, in your outer world activities, and to protect other life streams that have to be protected until this knowledge is brought to their attention and they too learn to use it, because there is no other way. This is the sacred fire love's only way of changing mankind's manifestation, and the light must come from within the individual, and the desire within the heart flame of each individual must reach up to the mighty I Am presence of each one's life stream and the life stream of every other one with whom you come in contact, and make your call there for whatever fulfills the divine plan in and around you, so that the physical contact with individuals in this outer world will be harmonious and people will cooperate with you and clear the pathway ahead in order to fulfill the divine plan. Now, when you see people struggling in the outer world who are trying to do right, sometimes they're in positions of trust, authority in and out of government or business, do this same thing. Call to their own mighty I Am presence. When there is this battle that goes on in Congress and in various meetings, people don't agree, and you hear of this, sometimes you hear it on the radio, call to your mighty I Am presence first, then the mighty I Am presence of the other person, to blaze into that whatever sacred fire purifying love stops everything wrong and replace it by such a scent of master sacred fire control of everything there that the divine plan can be fulfilled that harmonizes everyone and enables the all-illumining victory of sacred fire love to control mankind's everyday activities and solve the problems the outer world is generating until they are prevented existence forever. So if you'll practice this, I would like you to train yourselves to do this for 1 week and see for yourselves what the mastery is that you begin to feel over conditions, and how quickly people who sometimes before have not cooperated with you pay no attention, just bless that life stream and ask the mighty I Am presence of that life stream to consume what is wrong, fulfill the divine plan, and you hold the harmony. And then outer world activities will not exhaust you. You will save your energy. You will stay within your higher mental body's love, and give it the opportunity to make you victorious over every outer world condition. And this is the reason I bring it, because I want the I Am students, every one of you, without one exception, to be victorious over everything in this world that is of discord. And if you do this, you will be victorious. Thank you so much. Now, this is part of the law of mercy and forgiveness. This is the action of the law of forgiveness. Because you give the sacred fire, love, purity, and perfection of the mighty I Am presence into the condition to consume what is wrong, clear the way, and let the divine plan be fulfilled to take the place of limitation and destruction and war. And what's more, beloved ones, when people hate something, don't battle, just go to your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, and the mighty I Am presence, the other person, say, mighty I Am presence, forgive and blaze into that whatever consumes that hate out of the universe. And the mighty I Am presence take command. Hold ascended master control and fulfill the divine plan. Then go on your way like the wind. And blessed ones, wherever you go, in sometimes one flash of the blue lightning Christ from your mighty I Am presence and the higher mental body of the other person will consume battle and resistance that sometimes has been held for centuries, because people have battled each other and they come into embodiment when they meet the battle again. But this will consume the human creation and the destructive etheric records that have existed between many life streams down through the ages. And you can consume this by your call to us, and we are the release of the sacred fire that consumes it. And the limitless legions of the angelic hosts of the sacred fire are the master presence throughout creation that can walk anywhere and consume what is wrong. We want these angels to abide with you. And if you will start this habit and set it many times, when you don't know anything about it, these beings will come around you and protect you to keep away things that you don't even know are in the atmosphere. So I give it to you for your own protection, that you may release more light to purify the nation, and through the nation release more purity to bring peace to the earth, that war may be consumed forever. So, call and hold the picture of the mighty I Am presence around every life stream on this earth, just as if the higher mental body came right down in front of the physical form and enfolded it and controlled it. And you will have victory that you cannot realize, can't even imagine, till you begin to make this call and you set the law into action by which our angelic host can rule in the atmosphere of earth, because they are the sacred fire that consumes what's wrong. So when we speak of our miracle mantle of love's mastery, it many times is accompanied, not only is our heart flames wrapped around you, but it is accompanied by legions of angels of the sacred fire that can abide with you until you are safe in something that is constructive. So try it out, and we will be happy to help you accomplish the fulfillment of the divine plan that not only safeguards you, but frees other life streams. And in that freeing comes peace to the earth that will eventually purify and raise all for eternity. So we commend you to your constant call to the beloved mighty I Am presence by the picture you hold in your mind that lets the sacred fire love and the angels who bring it into the physical world come into the lower atmosphere of Earth in your daily affairs, into outer physical conditions, and help you control everything around you until the cleansing of the Earth takes place for eternity. And we leave you enfolded in our heart's flame of the mightiest, all-illumining victory and power without limit of sacred fire miracles that are the divine way to live life and are forever master over mankind's discord. We leave you to the experiment of your own victory, and may our limitless legions of the angelic hosts blaze round you the mightiest sacred fire that makes you master for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Blessed beloved Archangel Michael, thank you for this night for all eternity. Blaze in around us your limitless legions of such sacred fire loves, all illumining victory, that it becomes the wall of invincible protection around all of this radiation for eternity and wherever we abide. Blaze the all illumining victory of the mighty I Am presence of each life stream in and around all we contact till no discord can remain, and we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to one on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascendant master sacred fire loves, indestructible purity, that the angelic host abide with us and forever hold command. Beloved mighty beings, beloved precious daddy, we ask you to blaze into and around us whatever you know holds the all-illumining victory of the sacred fire love's control of everything we contact now and for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved daddy. Thank you, every being of love who has loved us since we left the great central sun. Now teach us to pour to the rest of life the same sacred fire love till its all-illumining victory reigns everywhere forever. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, you recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it. And calling to the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim of every life stream in existence, ask it to blaze its sacred fire, all-purifying victory, everywhere we abide for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mother, present Saint Jamaica, Jesus, Dad, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, great angelic host, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved Mama.
Our beloved Don, Virginia. Our beloved staff. Our beloved messengers. All our beloved invincible, God victorious attorneys and accountants. All other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world. And our own beloved United States of America. And the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that. All we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I Am presence, and the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with beloved Archangel Michael's all-illumining victory of his sacred fire love, hold limitless legions of his sacred fire angels and the victory of their love in and around all of this radiation, wherever we go the rest of eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all of this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end are we served, till all are ascended and free forever. And now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the limitless legions of the angels of sacred fire love, whose all-illumining victory of eternal purity we call into our nation for the purity, freedom, and protection of America, the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth for the ascension of all. And we thank thee for the privilege of using the love that forever holds command. And we thank thee.